The sun was sinking in the west, and it fell with lingering ray through the branches of a forest where a wounded ranger lay. Neath the shade of a palmetto and the sunset's silvery sky, far away from his home in Texas, they laid him down to die. When to stop his lifeblood flowing, he found 'twas all in vain. The tears rolled down each man's cheek like light showers of rain. Up spoke the noble ranger, "Boys, weep no more for me. I'm crossing the deep waters to a country that is free. Draw closer to me, comrades, and list to what I say. I'm going to tell a story while my spirit flies away. Way back in Northwest Texas, that good old Lone Star State, there is one that for my coming with a weary heart will wait. A fair young girl, my sister, my only joy, my pride. She's been my friend from boyhood, I had no one left beside. I have loved her like a brother, and with a father's care, I have strove from grief and sorrow her gentle heart to spare. My mother, she lies sleeping beneath the churchyard sod, and many a day has passed away since her spirit fled to God. My father, he lies sleeping beneath the deep blue sea. I have no other kindred, there are none but Nell and me. But our country was invaded, and they called for volunteers. She threw her arms around me, and then burst into tears, saying, "Go, my darling brother, drive the traitors from our shore. My heart may need your presence, but our country needs you more." It's true I love my country, for her I gave my all. If it were not for my sister, I'd be content to fall. I'm dying, comrades, dying, she will see me nevermore. But in vain she'll wait my coming beside our cabin door. Comrades, gather closer and listen to my prayer. Which of you will be her brother and give a brother's care? Up spake the noble rangers, they answered one and all, "We will be to her as brothers till the last one of us falls." One glad smile of pleasure o'er the ranger's face was spread, one dark convulsive shadow, and the ranger boy was dead. Far from his darling sister, we laid him down to rest, with his saddle for a pillow and his gun across his breast.